It is Thursday for real today. You made it.
You made it through Wednesday.
Hopefully you don't gain another day, lose another day, because that's what you kept doing yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, for some reason, I had it on my mind that it was Thursday. But I kept getting really sad every time I would accidentally say Thursday on the radio and then realize it was only Wednesday.
Yeah. But now it's Thursday.
And then the day just got better from there.
Oh, totally.
So we'll talk about that coming up.
Will we?
Yeah. Yeah. We will.
Okay. Oh, good.
It can't be so long.
What?
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Well, obviously, who are you talking to?
Oh, I was talking to my mom. It's about thinking about school.
Ah, yes. What's going on with school?
Well, at the end of the year, we're thinking about, you know, celebrating all of our achievements, so.
Ah, okay.
What are some of your achievements, Matthew?
Well, I could say making honor roll for 3 years straight in middle school. I made that.
Yeah, right there.
Oh.
Yep.
That's
hard. It's
that
hard.
It is.
Yeah.
But you did it.
You did
it,
buddy.
Do it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I have some good news for you guys this morning.
We want to hear it.
However, my what's it called? Prezi is now ready, so I'll give you the link later today. Sorry, I haven't emailed it to you.
Boom!
Prezi.
His Prezi would be his presentation. That's hipster talk for presentation.
He's
shortened
not ready.
It to Prezi.
Yes.
Yes.
Boom.
Well, anyways, so you guys play me some. Let's see. You know what? I've been wanting to hear this. Another song by The Temper Trap.
Oh!
Another song. Okay.
What could it be? Just any song?
Yeah, any song that you think is good from them.
Oh, I think they're all good. I love that band. It's a good band there, Matthew, from Albuquerque.
Thanks.
You pick good stuff, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Well, hey, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a nice day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Matthew from Albuquerque.
He sent me the phone call.
Man, that was like quick.
Oh.
He was to the point today.
Yeah.
He didn't have time to delay.
Okay.
No messing around today.
No messing around.
Boom. So, good morning.
Hey.
It's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
We got a big show for you today.
We do.
Yeah.
Some stuff going on.
Right?
Yep.
We've got Clay.
Clay will be here.
From the Albuquerque Rose. I mean, from the Aspen Project. You know, I'm just going to
starting it again.
I'm just going to lay down. Lie down? Lay down.
You know, I don't know. Oh, what are you doing?
I'm trying to be healthy. So I'm drinking more water.
Okay, it's not usual. It's not normal for me. So, what is up this morning? You walk and you're like, hey, everything's great. And
my
then I'm going to drink
done.
Water. You did your hair?
I didn't even take a shower. I don't have time. I woke up late.
Okay.
But you know what? I woke up really late. Baby was crying. Lots of gnarly stuff going on this morning. And so I said, you know what? I will choose my attitude this day. Because I feel like poop, and everything sucks. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to be a few minutes late, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm choosing my attitude today.
You know
I got
what?
Some water.
I'm going to do the same thing, too.
About to take some meds
I'm
so
going
I can
to choose
feel better.
My attitude.
Right there. Wait, what's your attitude? Are you
oh, it's going to suck.
Oh, no. No, you got to choose a good one. Got to choose a good one.
I need to specify
yesterday
that.
Was a crazy day. Wednesday was kind of a gnarly day.
It didn't end at all. Like, it just decided to not end for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday we decided to go out and about, giving away prom tickets, which, by the way, dude, prom, get your tickets if you care.
If you care, yeah.
Static prom coming up a week from Friday, actually. At the Hub right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Yes, tickets are on sale now. You can get them at mystaticradio.com and hang out with us. It's coming up next Friday. So we went out to a landmark and we had a few people. Few people excited immediately.
Yes.
We were at the Giant Red Arrow and about 2 minutes after posting our Instagram text, I get a text from Matt Lott from House of Heroes, and he says, Whole Foods? Question mark?
You're at the Whole Foods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job,
like,
Matt Lott.
Dude,
doesn't even live here.
Good job, House of Heroes. Knowing Albuquerque very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He knew where we were. And so hopefully somebody got the tickets because we weren't able to hang around.
No.
We were there for a little bit, and then chaos ensued, and craziness entailed?
No. There was craziness entailed. The situation entailed craziness.
Yes. Something like that. We'll talk about it, because I was thinking work hazards. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be really good.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that on the way, because, you know, yesterday was definitely an interesting day.
Oh, it was. Yes, it was.
Without getting into too many details, we will definitely talk about it.
Automobile was involved.
Yes, automobiles, plural. So, yeah, I'm...
Oh, my gosh, amazing. I don't want to remember it.
Piquing your interest yet? Good, because we're going to talk about that coming up. But first, got some requested temper trap for our dear friend Matthew from Albuquerque. Song is called Love Lost. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
And that's not even 75% of it.
6:31. Steve-O and Mitch. Hanging with you.
Yes, we are.
Welcome to your Thursday. If you're just joining us, congratulations. It's another beautiful day.
In the neighborhood.
That's right. Can I just say real quick that when I signed up for sports, I didn't realize Little League was going to consume everything.
I did. Yeah. I could have told you that.
Dude, I got home. We got ready. Jack had a game yesterday that went to like 7:40-ish. It was 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, I remember yesterday when I was like, have fun at your kids' games when it's freezing and windy.
I didn't realize how cold it was going to be, so I'm like not dressed like winter weather appropriate. And then today you wake up and it's not really that cold outside.
I didn't even bring a jacket.
Yeah, I did. I'm wearing 3 layers because I was like still like...
trying
hurting
to warm up
from last night. My back hurts from the spasms of shaking from being so cold. Wish I were joking.
Oh, that's funny.
So we got games again today.
Oh, good.
And practice.
Good.
Games again tomorrow.
And practice?
Tomorrow's Friday. No, just game. Game Saturday.
Good.
Do you ever, like, stop and look at your schedule and realize you might have overbooked just a touch?
Yeah, that's... See, I go through these times where I'm like, I have way too much planned. I have bitten off more than I can chew.
Yeah.
And then I have times in my life where I freak out about what I just did, and I don't have anything after that. Like, nothing is happening. I don't do anything besides go home and go to work. And then church, homework, church, homework, church.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I'm right there right now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations. Would you like some things to do?
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay. They have really great snow cones at Little League.
Oh, I want snow cones for sure.
In 40-degree weather.
Whatever, I'll get a snow cone and go to my car.
Yeah. Oh, man, it is Thursday, Theology Thursday. Pastor Jared
is
going to be in studio coming up in the 9 o'clock hour if you'd like to get a question in for him. Studio at mystaticradio.com. But first, breaking news.
Breaking news. There are so many things in the world happening today.
It's 6:34. Why are you looking at me confused as if we haven't done this every single day for life?
Thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about your breaking news and how yesterday sucked so much.
News. Oh, that's like a whole topic, bro. Okay. That's like the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm ready.
Man.
Breaking news. A new survey reveals who we shouldn't friend on Facebook. The survey shows that most, 81% of us, think we shouldn't be Facebook friends with our boss. Just under half of us think we shouldn't be friends with coworkers, and only 23% of respondents are friends with their parents on Facebook. 13% of respondents are friends with their children. So, there's that.
We're talking about that today.
That's interesting.
You just opened an interesting topic.
That's interesting, right?
Yeah, well, because most times you see stories and it's somebody got fired because of something they said on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You see parents throwing the smackdown on kids.
Because of what they said on Facebook.
Yeah. That's an interesting topic. Who are you friends with? Could say a lot about who you are.
Ooh.
I don't have Facebook.
I kind of do at this moment, but it's not anything that I've logged in once.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really do anything else on it. It's just for pictures.
I have a Pinterest that I've never logged into because you created it for me. I don't think I've ever even seen what it looks like.
It's really funny.
Yeah, there you go.
I was just creating it, sorry. I was just creating it just to be funny.
And yeah, except I'm supposed to apparently start using it because I have a friend who's in a rock band who's like, yeah, super tough rock guy. Dude, Pinterest, bro.
Who?
He shall remain nameless because he's got a pretty tough guy image, so...
Is he from Spoken or Project?
No.
Adam Schwab? Andrew Schwab.
No.
Andrew Schwab. I knew an Adam Schwab.
No. You knew an Adam Schwab?
Uh-huh.
Is he related to Andrew?
Not at all.
Not at all, yeah.
Breaking news. A Michigan woman bought a house for $3,200.
No way! That's less than my car!
And then made a quick $115,000 without even selling it.
What?
After Brandy Crawford bought the 1,800 square foot tax foreclosure in Kalamazoo, she successfully sued the city for failing to tell her it contained lead paint.
You are kidding me.
I'm so mad at Brandy Crawford. Gosh.
Well played, Brandy. Well played.
I bet she knew. She's like, oh, that's lead paint.
Yes. They're going to sell this to me? Really? Oh, man, I'm in the money.
It's over.
Do you think she really didn't know? There's no way. Would you really buy a house with lead paint?
Yeah, it's called before 1978.
Yeah.
It's called buying a house before 1978.
Wow.
My house may have traces of lead paint. I had to sign a piece of paper before I bought it. Because it was made in like the 1960s.
My home was made.
Was born.
Was born.
Was conceived in.
Oh, weird.
Breaking news. A squirrel knocked out power to three schools in Tampa, Florida when it jumped on some wires and touched a grounded pole. The blackout came just as students were sitting down to take their state achievement test. So instead of the exam, they partied.
Nice.
One relieved third grader said, we just played bingo, board games. It had an ice cream slushy. That's it. There wasn't like
That's
an and in there at all. Thanks, third grader. Maybe they should have taken that test.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm like, oh.
Good job, squirrel. Poor squirrel.
Oh,
I'm
squirrel.
Willing to bet the squirrel didn't make it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
The poor thing. I didn't mention anything about that.
Dude, bingo's making a comeback.
Right? I said bingo the other day, and everybody freaked out.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah.
Was his name? Oh, I was talking about the song, the dog.
No. I'm talking about the actual game.
No,
the game of bingo that I used to go play with my grandma. Because that's who you play bingo with. Your grandma.
Nuh-uh. Not if you want to win. They're crazy.
What?
Grandmas are crazy at bingo. They want to win.
When
so
I was a kid, are you kidding me? My grandma would take me to bingo. We'd have like nine, you know, things out in front of us. And then the little stampers.
The little dotters.
If my grandma won, she would split it with me.
Aww.
And if I won, I had to split it with her. But she would always pay for it. You know, I was I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Dude, grandma stories.
That.
Bingo, bro!
I never did it.
We're going to bring it back.
It's good stuff.
Bringing back the bingo at the bingo halls. Getting all dressed up for bingo hall. Oh, yeah! I don't know.
Hall, really yeah.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
We got birthdays on the way. Studio at mystaticradio.com if you would like to give a birthday shout out.
Or just email us.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. It's our email address.
Yeah.
We read it.
You know. That's coming up in like 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Right now we got the latest from Leaks. It's Spotlight. Static Radio. The O.
Hellos.
How's it going?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hellos. The valley.
It should be comma, hellos.
Really?
Like, the hello.
Yeah, but it's the hellos.
Yeah.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
It is 6:45 April 18th.
Which means...
It's time for birthdays.
Nicely done there, Stever.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
On the whole Facebook boss thing, I know you guys don't do Facebook, but I blocked you both from my Instagram.
Yeah.
What? Rude.
We're going to talk about that coming up, man. I seriously think there's something more to that.
Totally.
You really think it's an issue?
I'll
block you.
I don't think it's an issue here.
It's an issue all those times that I lie to you and I'm like, don't post a picture right now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm really sick.
He thinks
Wait,
I'm sick.
Why
did
she just post a picture from the zoo? Yeah,
it's therapy. It's healing.
I gotta be honest. Also, I think there's something to the whole believer in Christ part as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because, you know what I mean?
Save it.
Yeah. Okay.
Save it for radio.
It's 6:46 now.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay, so looking at birthdays today, let's go right to one of these fancy audio things. Audio hint.
Ooh. Oh, wait.
I didn't watch this.
Have you ever heard this music before?
Is this... This seems like the vacation part when they're announcing the vacation on Wheel of Fortune. Like, you're going to...
Fantasy Island!
Woo!
Well, according to the internet, this is the classic TV theme for Ugly Betty.
Oh, I never saw it.
Oh, I never saw Ugly Betty.
Yeah, me neither. So, whose birthday is it?
Ugly Betty? Man.
What's
Betty's birthday?
Jennifer.
No.
Lawrence.
Name's America.
America.
I have no idea.
America Ferrara, really?
Oh, right. America Ferrara.
Oh, I don't know who that is. 32?
Mm-hmm. 34?
No, neither.
Oh.
She's only 29.
Oh. What?
That was going to be my second guess. Yeah,
so.
All right.
So, way back. Now, don't get confused here, because... She is actually a star from The Parent Trap.
The original or the modern?
She was in That Darn Cat. And Pollyanna.
I have no idea what her name is.
Is it the little girl that... No, Shirley Temple. They named a drink after her.
Those are good.
It's Haley Mills' birthday.
Of course! Haley Mills!
59.
63.
She's 67.
Oh, man, I got so excited.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Okay, this one, everyone knows.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Matthew Broderick.
No, it's not Matthew's birthday.
Jennifer Grey.
Nope.
You
won't get it. Sydney Pickett's birthday.
Is that the girlfriend?
She played Ferris Bueller's mom.
Oh, I would have never gotten that. She is 71.
63.
66. Ah! Yeah.
We're going to start averaging our guesses.
Meet in the middle.
Well, we had to do the Ferris Bueller birthday so we could play yellow.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, we are terrible today.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You guys will get this.
We're jumping into this.
This guy has a famous sister who's in Hollywood.
What?
Well, I'm just giving you a hint right off the bat.
Okay. He's got a famous sister.
What's his sister's name?
And he was in The Expendables.
He's got a famous sister in Hollywood.
He was in The Expendables. He was in The Pope of Greenwich Village and Runaway Train.
Never saw any of them. I know who's in The Expendables.
I want to say this. I think he has lips just like his sister.
What?
When I say it, you'll go, yeah, you know what? He does. That's weird.
He has a famous sister and he was in The Expendables.
I'm only thinking, okay, this is weird because they're not brother and sister. They're father and daughter. Liv Tyler.
No, wrong.
No, dude. Oh, but you're right. And they do kind of have the same mouth.
They do.
Yeah. It's Eric Roberts' birthday.
I don't know who that is.
It's Julia Roberts' brother.
Am I right?
I didn't know that her brother was an actor.
I've never, ever noticed his lips.
And didn't she get some work done on her lips?
He was in Batman.
Didn't she get work done on her lips?
Who?
Julia Roberts.
Stop it.
How old's Eric?
49.
57. Oh, man. I am so much better at this than you.
What?
Back to the days of Will and Grace.
Will.
What was the friend's name?
I don't know. I never really watched that show.
I think Mitch is right.
It's Will?
Yeah.
What was he on?
Eric McCormick.
Eric McCormick.
46.
He was Will. 49.
Very close, Steve-O. 50.
Oh.
He was 49 yesterday.
What stinks is I was like, I don't want to say 50. Because
that's mean,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah,
okay, so this guy was in Contact.
Matthew McConaughey.
Nixon.
All right.
He's also in Nixon.
Uh-huh. John Q.
Denzel Washington.
And Shark, the series.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he's obviously Shark. A prominent dude.
The series.
Oh, yeah, here, you get this one, Steve-O. He was in Hercules.
What? Ryan Gosling.
What?
Hercules. He played young Hercules.
He did?
In a TV show.
He played Hades.
Oh, I never saw... I've never seen Hercules, the TV
Hercules,
show.
Hercules? Like the Disney version?
No, the movie.
Oh, James Woods!
It's James Woods' birthday.
Yes!
Who's that?
And he is a famous dude.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
James Woods. Okay. He was in...
Contact?
I never saw it. Oh, was he also in Shark, the series?
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else James Woods was in. You would know if you saw him, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
He's creepy.
He's 60.
Ah, no, he's 62.
66.
Ah!
James.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. I'm not sure you guys know who this is, but I used to watch, she was in a series called...
That guy.
She was in a series called Prime Suspect.
Never even heard of it.
She was also in World Trade Center, Payback, and A History of Violence.
Wow.
Maria Bello.
Okay.
You know who that is?
No.
You'll recognize her when you see her.
She is 49.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She seems like she'd be more 46.
Maria Bella's 46?
No way! No way!
Yeah.
How do you spell her name?
I was totally just being funny. I'm breaking it down. Maria Bello?
Maria.
Yeah, Maria Bello.
Maria Bello.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Oh, her.
Oh, yeah.
She always played some angry girl.
No, we're moving on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
Coyote Ugly. That's where I know her from.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen that movie.
She was the manager of the bar.
Okay, Maria's...
Wow.
Okay, we're done.
Right. Well, you still didn't get her name or her age right.
She's only 46.
It's 1-0. I hope you're... Is it Bill Murray's birthday?
It's not Bill Murray's
birthday. Is it Dan Aykroyd's birthday?
This actor was also in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Little Shop of
Horrors. Rick Moranis' birthday?
I love him.
In honor of Rick Moranis' birthday, can you please do the rest of this break like Rick Moranis?
In honor of him, can you please play Rocky, Little Shop of Horrors?
No, I was
in that musical.
Have you never heard
he played
Stever's
Seymour
impression?
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
Okay, so the rest of this break, we're going to be talking about the guy that's in Ghostbusters, and he was also in Little Shop of Horrors, and I think he did I Shrunk the Kids. I can't do Rick Moranis.
You got my hopes up.
Yeah, it's probably because I'm listening to myself.
But the fact...
Okay. He was actually in Strange Brew as well.
Yes, he was.
With Dave Thomas.
Not the founder of Wendy's, yes. Oh, man!
He's 62.
I just pulled out, like, all my, you know, I've been moving,
uh-huh.
And I have these boxes of toys that I've been collecting that I was like, someday when I'm a grown-up and I have a place to display them, I have a Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, action figure.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. And it's got the Great White North
behind
them.
Did you put it in your office room?
I haven't put them out because it's also comes with, like, props.
Of course.
It's like all these, like,
how old
Canadian
is he?
Beers. I'm like, why do I...
Yeah, how old is he?
He is... 54?
I said 62.
You said 62?
He's 60?
Dang it.
Looks pretty good.
Okay, this next guy is pretty famous for late night.
Jimmy Kimmel and Dave Letterman.
No, he already had a birthday. Late night with Jimmy Kimmel.
Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
Johnny Carson.
He's dead, dead.
I know.
Dude.
That'd be on the different list. On a different list.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah! What? It's your favorite.
Boom!
That's your favorite, Stever.
You can't say that.
Why?
You don't know that that's favorite.
Pretty much it.
It's his
okay,
favorite.
There you go.
Every single time he shows me a video, it's from Conan.
Yeah.
It's because he's on at 9.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, this is true.
I actually did catch Jimmy Kimmel last night, and I was so tired.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know. The TV was on, and I was looking at it.
Dude, if it gets to double digits at night, I'm like and I just cry.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How old's Conan O'Brien?
Conan O'Brien!
55.
Really?
55.
Dude, if...
He might be older.
49!
He was 49 yesterday.
Oh!
Dang it! I was gonna say 50! Ah!
Dang it.
Big 5-0.
Okay. I got a couple more.
Okay, I have to get at least one.
She's losing right now. We can totally stop.
No. Let's see. He directed Hostel.
Harmony.
Eli Roth.
He also played, Steve O'Gott. He also played Donnie the Bear Jew and Donowitz in Inglourious Bastards.
Yes.
Okay.
Eli Roth.
Well, there was another, 34. Director. 34?
Yeah. He looks young. To me.
Okay. 38.
41.
Oh, my goodness. That guy's drinking the young man juice.
It's Kourtney Kardashian's birthday.
Kourtney Kardashian. Why would you say
There are three Kardashians. I could have had three guesses and got it.
And she would have, I would have said Kim or
Khloe.
It's almost seven.
Does anybody care?
I don't know which one she is.
I could have said she's famous for being famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would have said
Kim Kardashian.
Me too. She is 28.
Oh, I was going to say 32. Dang
okay.
it.
Okay,
oh,
that's fine.
But now that you've said
so
low.
I don't know.
32.
34.
Oh.
Man!
Yeah.
You threw me off!
Oh, you can't. You said the age before.
All right.
I'm actually going to try to do this every once in a while. There's something worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Inanimate Object is celebrating a birthday today.
The Ooh. Rock.
No.
Oh.
The Rubik's Cube.
No.
80s?
The guitar player for
no, an inanimate
Bruce Springsteen.
Object.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty inanimate at this point. They're in like their 70s, bro. Have you seen them? They barely move. Huh? No?
That's funny.
New Jersey?
No.
Let's listen to the song.
Yeah, it's like...
What kind of song is it, Steve?
Every day, or whatever the
rock
words are.
Rock music.
I don't listen to The Boss. The Boss was invented today?
No, it's a song about baseball.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have listened to the song.
Should have.
Here you go. See?
Glory days, that's it.
Yeah.
No clue, dude. I'm sorry. Not a fan. I don't listen to The Boss.
This day in 1923, the house that Ruth built opened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's worth noting, and especially right now because I'm less bummed with,
The Yankees.
The Yankees right now.
You mean after yesterday's Sweet Caroline?
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Oh, the day before yesterday.
Throwing homage out to Boston and like
so
moment
of
silence and like, hey, rivalry aside.
Getting over their deal for a few minutes.
This is bigger than baseball because not a whole lot is bigger than baseball, let's be honest.
So continue to pray for...
Jesus, marriage, baseball.
Continue to pray for those folks in Boston.
Oh, kids. Yeah.
And now the folks in Texas. Yes.
Yeah, and we will talk about that as well. It's just before 7, so we do need to take a break. But Stever, thank you.
He's gone. Fantastic job.
He's gone. Just before 7, we do need to take a quick break, but yeah, coming across the wire, we've got news on an explosion in Texas.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that on the way back. I know. It's what we got to do, though.
I know.
I'm
not sad that we have to talk. Well, I'm sad we have to talk about it because it happened, but I'm not sad
that
we have to actually talk about it.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about that on the way back. Also going to be switching gears over to Facebook and some other
deals.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Ready?
All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Same state. Sons and daughters. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Just after 7, and now we can talk about things.
Yes, let's. Actually, this just came in front of me. Wow. I hate talking about stuff like this.
This is the second time we've had to do it this week.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
That's always difficult. But it would be foolish of us not to mention.
Right.
Because West Texas,
mm-hmm.
not all of West Texas, but West, it's a town in Texas, there was an explosion that happened at a fertilizer plant, leveled dozens of homes in a small Texas town Wednesday night. Killing as many as 15 people and injuring more than 160 others. Here's what's crazy is this this chemical fire happened. It triggered this blast from the West Fertilizer Company plant. It registered as a magnitude 2.1 seismic tremor and created a jolt that was felt in Dallas, which is about 80 miles north of West.
Wow.
80 miles away from Dallas, they felt it. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanson said investigators are going to, you know, examine, obviously, whether the blast was the result of foul play or a chemical reaction, adding that the blast site was being treated as a crime scene for the time being, but, quote, we're not indicating that it's a crime, we just don't know.
Right.
What that means to us is that until we know it's an industrial accident, we'll work it as a crime scene, he said, end quote. What's crazy is the explosion came 2 days before the 20th anniversary. Friday will be the 20th anniversary of the fire in nearby Waco, which is about 20 miles away, that engulfed the David Koresh compound. I don't know if you even remember
that.
No,
I don't. How many?
You were,
no.
Yeah,
no,
you
five.
Were five. So I actually... barely, but do I do
even
remember it?
14, 15.
Yeah, because it was like I didn't care about
years.
World news at the time,
right,
but it was like, oh, cool, crazy people in Texas. There was like this compound, and it was like, yeah.
I was 14, I believe, when the World Trade Center,
okay.
when 9/11 happened. It didn't affect me at all.
Right.
I didn't get it.
Right. That was this Waco happening. That was kind of my reaction back then because I didn't really get it. I didn't really understand. I didn't really care at the time because I didn't know.
Right.
But it was the first time I ever heard of the town Waco, Texas. And so every time somebody says Waco, Texas,
that's what you think
it's
of.
The first thing I think about. The mayor of West, Tommy Muska, told Reuters that five or six volunteer firefighters who were among the first to arrive at the plant are still missing. Mm-hmm. Firefighters have been battling the fire, evacuating nearby residences and a nursing home for about 20 minutes before the explosion occurred. So there was this fire. They don't know how it started. Mm-hmm. And it triggered this gnarly explosion. What was crazy to me, I'm reading the story, and there was a dad, Jason Shelton. He's 33 years old, father of two, lives less than a mile from the plant. He said he heard fire trucks, you know, racing down to the fire, and then about 5 minutes later, he said, quote, my windows started rattling, my kids were screaming, the screen door hit him in the forehead, all the screens blew off his windows. That's how gnarly the blast
yeah.
was. But as we're hearing from this coming from Reuters, as many as 15 people dead and more than 160 injured at this plant explosion in West, the city of West, Texas. So pray. Of course, we still asking for prayer for everyone in Boston.
This affects people forever.
Yeah, and it seems like, man, right after the Boston Marathon, all of a sudden it was like, oh, did you hear about the earthquake in Iran? Yeah,
right.
And that, I don't know what the death toll was there. And then, you know, get here for the morning show this morning and it was like, oh, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
it seems like one thing after another. It's easy to forget about something else, but people are suffering and.
Yeah.
They're struggling everywhere.
Yeah, emergency responders, pray for them. Pray for these volunteer firefighters and their families
mm-hmm.
of the volunteer firefighters who are still missing. As we said, as many as 15 dead, 160 injured. So, yeah.
It's crazy.
Crazy situation going on in West, the city of West, Texas. It's hard to say. West, Texas.
West, Texas.
Because I grew up in West, Texas.
Did you?
Yeah, Lubbock, Texas.
Actual West, Texas.
Actual West, Texas. Yeah, so it's like... the city of West.
The town of West, probably.
So, 80 miles south of Dallas is where it's located. So, all right, it is 7:15 now. We got to take care of some traffic for you.
There is construction on Osuna and Jefferson and also at Unser and I-40. It is... the right lane is closed, Louisiana, north at Central, as well as the right lane closed, Eubank, south between Montgomery and Osuna. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. All right, we're going to start this topic on Facebook, so you got to get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We mentioned earlier this survey of the number of people who are Facebook friends with their boss, and it was pretty interesting. So the friends you have, why you have them, why you don't have them.
Right.
A lot of people aren't friends with their coworkers.
81% of us think that we shouldn't be Facebook friends with our boss.
Yeah. So what do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll start the question there. And coming up, we'll rap about it. Take it to the phone lines, 505-338-3700. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Good morning.
Hey!
Welcome to the show.
This music drives me crazy.
Does it?
Yeah.
We're talking about computer stuff.
We are.
So I thought, why not? New survey revealed who we should not be friends with on Facebook, at least according to utel.com. They had a new survey that showed that 81% of all people who took the survey, anyways.
Right.
Yeah, not. Right. Not all people, just people who took the survey, said we should not be friends with our boss on Facebook. Facebook etiquette. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, according to the survey, 81% of us should not be friends with our boss on Facebook.
Besides it being weird, because you only see your boss at work, and so when you realize they have, like, a home life...
Right.
It's kind of like realizing your teacher in second grade doesn't live at the school. Like, I remember when I realized that my second grade teacher had a home, I was like, oh, no way! Right. You live somewhere else?
It's like the discovery that your mom's real name was, like, for me and my mom... When I found out my mom's real name was Dorothy, I'm like, whoa. It's not Mom?
Right.
But your name's Mom. I call you Mom. Why are these weirdos calling you Dorothy?
Yeah.
That's not your name.
Yeah, I felt the same
obviously.
Way.
Obviously.
Yeah. No, that's Mom. Sorry.
81%.
My nieces and nephews all call their... They call their mom and dad, like, they call them Mom and Dad, but when they really want to get their attention, it's, Honey! Honey! And that's how you know that they've been trying to get a hold of them for a while.
Wow.
Honey.
Amazing.
I think it's so funny.
My kids still call me Daddy.
Oh,
like my boys.
Hopefully that never ends.
I don't ever want that because there was one point where Jack started calling my wife Mom instead of Mommy. And I was like, whoa. And he was like, well, because, you know, it's like getting older and it's like, you know, I'm too old.
No, you're never too old.
We had like the sit down like, hey, you can call her Mommy for the rest of your life. I call my mom Mama.
I call my mom Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Yeah. When my nieces and nephew get older, eventually they call me Auntie Shell. But when they get older, it's, hey, Auntie Michelle. I'm like, whoa. You just broke my heart,
right,
child? What are you doing? Don't even put Auntie in there, okay? Just get rid of it, I guess.
I do get a little sad when my nephews just call me Steve or Steve-O. They don't call me Uncle. I'm like, hey, that's Uncle. I deserve that. I earned that. I had to grow up with your mom, okay? You right? Call me Uncle. I'm just kidding.
I earned that.
New survey. How do we go from Facebook
know.
To names?
I'd
rather just talk about names.
Yeah.
New survey reveals we should not be friends with our boss, at least according to 81% of people who took the survey. Just under half, 45%, thinks shouldn't be friends with any coworkers, period.
What do you think?
Yeah, only 23% of respondents are friends with their parents on Facebook, and only 13% are friends with their children on Facebook.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. The phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. So what do you think?
Brandon says, I was with my coworkers, but not with my boss.
Okay.
So you just talk smack about your boss. Is that what you're doing, Brandon?
It's so public. So public.
I know, right?
Static.
I just need to call in.
Hey, Ryan Woolley.
What's up?
Bro, this is Ryan Woolley, and I have to make a confession.
Uh-oh.
Something you said stirred something in my heart.
Uh-oh.
I am a 24-year-old man. I am from Texas. I still call my mom Mama, too.
Dude, aww. There you go. Booyah.
Mama. She'll always be Mama.
Texas right. Love right there.
Never give
That's
it
all
up.
It is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Dude, never like that. Yeah. I'm in my
it's
30s,
Mama.
Bro. I will never... ever stop saying Mama. She's my mom.
No.
But that's my
no
mama.
Way. That's all it is. And,
for real.
And I just, oh, man, you said that. I was like, I say Mama, too.
Now you guys have this connection. You have this special connection.
Just gotta let you know, man. We got Mama's back.
It's all good, bro.
I will say this, though. I work at UNM. I am friends with my boss and my ex-boss is on Facebook. And it, works out pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. So you're friends with exes?
Ex-bosses.
Yeah,
know,
I know, but that's still an ex.
For?
Yeah, I know.
But
you're like, see how much greater it is at this new job? I'm friends with my new boss. Look at this.
Well, I love my job.
No. I mean, I always give them kudos. You never burn a bridge. You always leave them good. But what I found was when I graduated with my undergrad, all my new boss that was interviewing me, because I was friends with my old bosses, was able to look at my page and be all like, all right, he's a decent dude, good character, and whatnot.
So you're putting on a front is what you're telling me. Facebook
is
a front.
No. I'm saying that it worked out real well.
Yes. Okay. There you go. I just feel like Facebook is a highlight reel. It's like the trailer. You know, when you go to the movies and you see like the 2 minutes and you're like, that movie looks amazing. It's because you only see the good parts in the trailer.
Exactly. Harry Potter
Facebook.
Did that to me.
That's Facebook.
I don't know. I got some of the students who I work with and they try to add me and some of their stuff is not a trailer.
It's
the behind-the-scenes stuff that you
right.
would not want people to see.
Nah.
It's the bloopers.
Yeah. There it is. Wooly, we love you, man.
I love you guys, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making people's day. It's beautiful Thursday. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Love you too, bro. You too. All right.
Aww.
Ryan Wooly.
He's great.
Yeah, he is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. The phone number if you'd like to chime in. Yeah. Facebook etiquette.
Ooh, let's see. Scott says it can be potentially dangerous depending on what you're putting on Facebook, but I personally am friends with my boss and coworkers. I don't see a problem with it.
All right. Static.
So, I have a question. I'm friends with my coworkers.
Okay.
And I wasn't friends with my boss until I started dating her stepson.
Oh!
Well.
So she's like...
That's a different relationship now.
And yeah. Everybody at work calls me her daughter-in-law, even though it's like just dating.
Dude.
But it's like... She, like, friend requested me, and I didn't want to be rude because it's my boss.
You are putting yourself in a rom-com movie situation that you need to exit.
Yeah.
Bad news. I've seen this movie, too. Man.
Yeah.
Don't ever, ever, ever end the relationship unless you're ready to end your job.
Yeah. He's just kidding. He says he is.
Yeah, totally,
I don't know if he is.
I'm totally joking. Yeah.
Well, I missed that movie, so that's probably why I jumped in with
you
this one.
You were foolish enough to... Yeah. No,
yeah.
Never. Never date the bosses anything. It never works out. Unless it works out.
Don't date
unless
the boss
Unless this relationship
either.
Works out. Yeah,
there was
yeah.
that movie
yeah,
where he dated the boss's daughter and made it through.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'll just play my cards.
There you go.
Enjoy
it while it lasts. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Thanks for the call.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Come on.
Seriously.
You know I'm right.
No, I know you're right. I know you're right.
Just saying.
Well, they could get married and live happily ever after. You don't know.
This is true. Static.
All right. So I call my mom, Mama, and Daddy, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And I just thought I'd chime in on the last one. My sister started dating her manager.
Oh, no.
So the funny thing was her relationship was great, but I had to quit.
You had
what?
To quit? Wait, did you
because
work at the same place?
The mother, yeah, we worked at the same place together, and the mother-in-law dynamic was a little interesting.
Yeah.
I got caught in the middle.
Weirdness.
That's weird.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, just
very happily married now.
That's good. See? Okay. That's one of those. That's how it works out. That's good. I like that.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's something like with HR, like issues with that. Aren't you? Isn't that like against the rules in like boss?
Pretty much. If it's not like okay, I may have done this once in my life.
Right.
And you pretty much just can't work with that person anymore. Like they have to schedule you two apart.
Yeah.
So it's like
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see you never since we're both working at opposite times.
I got a buddy, Dave the Drummer Dave. He's not friends with any of his coworkers on Facebook.
It's a good idea.
See, I don't know. I don't even have a Facebook because I'd rather just have real friends.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't
know. That works.
Static.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Hello?
Hi. I call my mom, Mama.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you friends with her on Facebook?
I also call my dad Papa.
Yeah.
Do you have a Facebook?
Oh, I'm close there. Not quite yet.
You don't have a Facebook, is what you're saying.
Well, he's listening to himself. I'm gonna go. That was fun. if you call in, you're gonna confuse yourself.
Turn
we
your
tried.
Radio down.
There's a
volume
8 second delay going
down.
On. So if you call in,
7 seconds.
You're gonna be like, wait, but you just said wait, but you're saying I
wait,
don't.
Why am I listening to myself?
The time warp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta turn the radio down. Static.
You just did. You just
good morning.
On. Morning.
Okay, I am a grown woman, I am married, and not only are my parents still mom and dad, boys are mom and dad, but my in-laws are mommy and daddy.
Okay.
So, I don't know what to
get
do with
a little
that.
More familiarity with them, but...
Right. I call my father-in-law dad.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Did you do that from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. It's the first time I met my husband's parents. It was like our second or third date.
Right.
So I met them, and we're going to leave. I'm like, bye, Mommy and Daddy.
And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Awkward, but it worked out.
They let it go, and all these years later, I was right. They're Mommy and Daddy. So. It worked.
There it is.
Perfect.
All right.
But the other thing I want to tell you guys was the whole dating coworkers thing.
Yeah.
I had a friend. We were both working together at the king of all fast food joints. Back in high school.
Okay.
And she got a crush on one of these guys that was working there, and I could not stand him. And they started dating, and it got really uncomfortable for me because they were getting a little too touchy-feely and whatnot. And I actually left because I could not stand to be around it all the time, and we were always scheduled, all three of us together. Well, then apparently the manager got sick of it, too, and started making two opposite schedules like Michelle was talking about.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he decided that all the girls were open and available and started cheating on her with another girl at the restaurant, and that blew into major drama.
Dude, high five. I'm so glad we don't deal with any of that junk here. Oh, man.
It made me very glad I wasn't dealing with it either.
Oh, that's just like a mess.
Yeah.
A mess.
Don't deal with that.
It's rules.
That's disgusting.
Gotta play by the rules.
Rules is rules.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
We're having like seven different conversations.
We really
right
are,
now.
And it's totally working.
Whatever.
Static.
I guess the relationship, like, I called my mom mommy a lot. Sometimes, and it depends on a situation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I still use mom, you know, but that's because I grew up with mom a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And so this is a cultural thing, you know, I guess, you know, I grew up using mom.
Right.
But my dad, on the other hand, though, it'd be dad, daddy, sometimes depending on the situation or how the conversation started, to be faja. we go back and forth with, you know, we have fun with it, you know, we enjoy it. But as for the coworker thing, it depends on the situation. If I can actually like sit and have a conversation and we actually become friends in real life.
Yeah.
Then I answer on Facebook. But it's never Facebook first for me. Facebook is like my inner Facebook are people that I know that I can talk to without like, you know, that I can do snip around without feeling like I'm retarded.
That's your crew. That's like who you roll with.
Exactly.
That. That should be everybody's. Unfortunately, I think most people are like I gotta get all them friends. So they've got
here's one too. Because I'm actually trying to work on starting a game development company. Everybody's like, you know, you gotta get a Facebook this and that. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't like Facebook, too personal for me.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So fine line though.
Fine line.
There you go.
But I've been Google Plusing a lot now. So
really, wow. All right. I tried that for like a week.
I have one of those.
I was like, I don't get it.
I can't
what's that
word
for organizing, like, people? Like, if you're trying to do a project or something like that, it has all the cool stuff in there.
All right. So,
thank y'all, though. Keep doing what you're doing. It gives me something to do in the morning.
Dude, thank you. God bless you. Hope that that video game development company thing works out.
Hey, if it gets there, dude, y'all will be some of the first. No.
All right, good. Sweet. I want to be a voice actor for one of your first video games. I could do that.
If I ever did that, that would be awesome. It'd be cool because I want to be able to hire people in town and local.
There
you know,
you
what I mean, in New Mexico.
I'm down. I want to be the voice of the hero guy in your video game. So.
One of these days, man. If I get big, I'm gonna have to hold you to that one.
Boom! I'll take it. I will accept it. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Love y'all guys.
Love you too, bro. Thanks. 505-338-3700. That was like my dream job growing up. Voice that's acting? Still like as a fake grown up, as a grown up by age, but not by mind. I still, yeah, that would be the raddest. Are you kidding me?
That would be really cool.
Yeah,
that
would be so fun.
You know what? I believe in you.
Never give up on your dreams.
I love how this conversation has taken a turn for relationships.
For the seven different,
and
yeah.
I call my mom mama, and I would never date someone at work.
Also, I'm friends with my boss on Facebook.
The end.
The end. All right, cool.
Oh, gosh.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to give your opinion. We started off with just being friends with your boss.
Yeah.
Or your coworkers, for that matter.
On Facebook, 81% of people say that they would not be their friends with their bosses.
Their
on
bosses,
Facebook.
Yeah. In fact, when it comes to parents, only 23% are friends with their parents on Facebook, and only 13% are friends with their children on Facebook.
That's
I feel like
weird.
I would have to be.
Yeah,
like,
I was like,
Jack
oh,
and Luke
cool.
ever got one, I would start a Facebook specifically just to be like, hey, bro, what's up?
Yeah.
I don't mean to intrude, but what are you doing right now? right now. Because yeah. I remember being a kid, and we didn't have crazy cell phones with, like, GPS and all this. I know where I was. Actually, I was always at the arcade.
Yeah.
I was always at the arcade.
That says a lot about the generation you grew up.
Which is why Wreck-It Ralph makes me cry every time. Because I'm like, I did put the quarters on the screen!
I went to an arcade not too long ago.
I was there!
And I walked in, and it was a completely different world after Wreck-It Ralph. I was like, man, look, this is so cool. I was like looking at the power strips. I'm like, I know what's happening in this.
That was like me after I saw Toy Story. I ran home and opened all my toys that I still had packaged because I'm like, they can't breathe. They can't breathe. Just kidding.
Now they're not worth anything.
It's 7:45. You can chime in at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've got to take care of traffic.
Steve, what are you
that's
doing?
That's not traffic. That was the other one.
What are
that's
you
traffic.
Forgive him for not knowing what he does.
I really don't. Oh, we're going to have interns next week. They're going to start doing our jobs
I
for
know.
Us.
Oh,
it's
going
to be great.
Thank you, Lord. The roadway is reduced to one lane. Unsert I-40. Also, crazy construction. Jefferson at Osuna. And more things. Right lane is closed, Eubank South between Montgomery and Osuna, as well as another right lane is closed, Louisiana North at Central, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We got like seven conversations going on right now. You can
17.
Get to Facebook. Where you can discuss things like, friends with your boss on Facebook?
Yeah.
Of course, the ones that right now are saying, yeah, I love my boss, is because they're friends with their boss on Facebook, and their boss will see this post.
Yeah. Ha! Totally regret it.
I'm just saying.
Let's see.
I'm just saying.
Kylie says, I wouldn't be friends with my bosses for sure. They cray-cray.
And he, Kyle's, oh, Kylie?
Kylie.
Probably set to private, so nobody can see.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Tom says, we are who we are, wherever we are. If we are friends at work, we ought to be able to be friends on Facebook.
Right.
If I post negative stuff about my job, then in danger am I.
Right. I'm just saying, I like that attitude. The idea that, like, Facebook shouldn't be this crazy, freaky world where everything is different and you're, like, just showing the highlight reel of your life. And so if you're, I don't know.
But Bill says, never a boss. Never.
Huh. All right.
Okay.
Gotta take a quick break. Coming right back. We'll keep it going with Facebook and or mommy, mama, whatever you prefer.
Did you
relationships
date someone
at
your work, apparently?
I have no idea how we got on seven tangents, but you guys love it. So we'll keep it going. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Branches. Helicopter. Static Radio. Good morning.
Happy 8 o'clock hour.
Yep. It is Thursday, 8 o'clock, and we do this every single week in this hour. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project joining us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you, man?
Hey, you know what? Last time my wife came in.
Yep.
And I'm listening on the show.
Yep.
And you said I was no fun. But I just want to bring up a couple things. Nobody else has ever brought you a live rooster.
This is true.
Nobody.
You called Clay not fun.
He did. And did I not bring you the real Flash?
Yeah, that's true.
He's
yesterday I met Barry Allen. The real Flash.
There you go.
This is true.
That's as fun as I get, though.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty fun. No one has ever brought me a live rooster in a box. Like, I Thought I was going to lose my mind that day.
Actually, we have video. We should probably send it and you guys can post it again.
So that was less than fun.
It was fun for the rest of us.
Unreal, man.
Yeah. That poor chicken was ugly, too.
He was a nasty chicken.
Yeah.
So for all the new listeners, people joining us for the first time, talk a little bit about the Aspen Project. Because we have you on every week and we talk about, you know, fostering and adopting and different things. But generally speaking, you're with the Aspen Project. What is the Aspen Project? What's its purpose?
Let me tell you, I really want to get this right because I want the listeners to understand that we're more than just foster care adoption, even though that's where we concentrate.
Right.
It's really about imprinting Christ on a child's heart.
Yeah.
So we're going to inform the community, and you guys put forth just an awesome platform for us to do that. But we want to inform the Christian community to the needs of the at-risk youth, and that could be pro-life ministry, it could be adoption, foster care, it could be mentorship programs.
Yeah.
We work with out-of-country orphanages. And then we want to be able to plug your listeners in, or the church community as a whole. We want to plug them into where they can get involved, where they best fit. And then once they're in the system, we're there to support them, to come alongside them. Because there's a lot of problems that come with children, youth, and family. And once the kid's in your home and you're starting to deal with issues that birth children may not have. And then, of course, our new project.
Project Zoe
is just, it's exploding.
Mm-hmm.
So we need millions of dollars. Please send it to us.
Oh, of course.
No, but seriously, people are coming alongside us. Mm-hmm. JCPenney's donated all kinds of just cool stuff, not clothing. So we still need clothing. And thank you for all those who helped lift them up the stairs. It was it was huge.
That's wow.
Cool. But that's what we do. We imprint Christ on a child's heart, and it can be wherever that fits.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as you said, you know, your focus is foster and adoption, but mentoring, helping people get involved in respite care because, man, people that are fostering and adopting children, they need a weekend. They need a break. We were talking about it earlier. I'm just Little League right now. This is like owning me. We have a game or practice like every day and it's intense. And sometimes parents are like, hey, date night would be rad. Let's take a break. But you can't just go out and leave your kids with anybody, you know, with foster and adoption.
We can't. Yeah. But for a date, we can. Whoever we would let watch our biological kids, we're allowed to for 4 hours.
Okay.
But anything past 4 hours, they say we need to get respite care. And it's about mm-hmm. 3 days.
Yeah.
No, 3 nights,
it's
4 days.
4 days, yeah.
And, you know, you got a coworker that actually will be doing that for us soon.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. Wait.
Me too.
I'm just kidding.
What? That's right.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited to be a part of this.
Let's talk about this because we always have Clay talk about the Aspen Project and foster and adoption, but you are going through the process right now to be able to help with respite care.
Yes. Yes, respite, foster care, and hopefully adoption.
Yeah.
I'd really like to just take them all.
So, how's the process been for you? Because we talk about this process and it's like, dude, it's easy. And if
you know what?
This is where God has led you, then this is how you need to get involved. You've been doing it. You've been going through the process. So talk about it.
Did somebody say the process was easy? That's funny. It's easy. It's a lot, though.
Right.
There's a lot of things you have to do, a lot of paperwork you
have
to turn in.
But it's not insurmountable.
No, not at all. And there are so many people that you meet just within the class. Like, if you already don't have a community of friends who are helping you out, people within the class are more than willing to help you out and come alongside you and be a community right there.
Right.
So I've met a lot of people who are like, give me your number. This will be great. I'm like, perfect. So I'm meeting people as well as I know the Schroffs and other people who do foster care. And you get everything you need. You're just making yourself available and then God's providing. It's amazing to watch all of this happen. The classes are super easy. They're just long days for 4 weeks, whatever. Right?
You know, the worst part about the classes is listening to the other people ask stupid questions.
Yeah. So when I'm potty training, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? You haven't even had this problem yet. And so
but it's good to prepare ahead of time. There are no stupid questions, people.
Oh, no. There are. Go to class.
You want to come to a class with me?
No. I have 3 kids. I'm pretty sure I understand how to change a diaper.
Oh, good, because some of these people don't seem to.
Right. But it's good that they're asking. I'd rather have somebody ask that quote-unquote stupid question than be like, and not understand.
But overall, this process has been really exciting. Yeah. Not too long ago, I went and got my fingerprints, and I was just excited to give them my fingerprints. I was like, yeah, take them. I'm good.
Wow.
But it's, so it's, it is an exciting process. I'm excited to be done with it and have the kids, have the homestead done
soon
too.
Soon and very soon.
Yeah.
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 That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Well, if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I've been thinking about this. God has put this on my heart. We've been praying about it, but I don't know where to begin. Where can people go, Clay?
You know what?
How can they get that process going?
Facebook
okay, is
a great way to actually connect with people. Okay. AspenProject.org or call me directly, 410-4460.
All right.
And I'll be more than glad to help you walk you through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Me, we have a good team of people now that, if we are unavailable, me and Michelle, we have other people that are in the foster care system or have done the adoption process that will help hold your hand and get you through this.
Right.
If you're a church and you want to start up an adoption foster care ministry, we come alongside you and help you with that. And,
what if somebody's literally having a really bad day and just truly wants you to hold their hand? Will you really hold
their
hand?
Just come on. Come on over. Okay. I'm working. I'll just hold your hand.
Okay, good.
For the rest of the day.
Don't ever let go.
I won't, but you're going to enjoy working with me.
Your
keep
hands
up.
Are freezing, man.
I was outside.
Oh, okay.
You guys were really holding hands.
You know, you guys did traffic a little late. I didn't know which way to take.
Sorry.
Oops, sorry.
Hey, 7:15 and 7:45, we rocked that bad boy.
You did. You guys were awesome.
7:45.
Yeah, we were on time, 7:45.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
We really were.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
But like us on Facebook and check out the new Project Zoe.
Yes, yeah. Static likes it.
Yeah, that's right. You can get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We will link to it.
We will.
And the Aspen Project, you can call Clay directly, 410-4460. That's 410-4460. AspenProject.org or, of course, facebook.com/TheAspenProject.
Oh, okay.
Or Aspen Project. Is it the
Aspen Project?
No, just Aspen Project.
If you do the Aspen Project, it pulls up somebody else.
Okay, something weird.
And next week, I'm bringing you a goat.
Oh, beautiful.
Just to be fun.
Just to be fun.
Can you really?
I'll take it.
Sheep.
I don't, that'd be weird, man. That rooster pooped everywhere, and it was a mess.
But you gotta bring it home.
If you love
mutton.
Me, you will not do that to me.
Mutton.
AspenProject.org. There you go. Get there. Get all the details. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I was thinking, because come
Wait, are you going to say something
Monday,
mean or edifying?
No, this is true. This is just truth. Truth does kind of hurt. I'm speaking the truth in love. We're going to have two new interns from Hope High School. Really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb and Nico. And I'm thinking one of their roles, traffic. They could take traffic for a month.
They could take traffic.
Give you a little break, because, you know...
That's your look at traffic.
What's happening on the roads, Mish?
There's construction everywhere. There's construction on Osuna and Jefferson, as well as Unser and I-40. There is a right lane blocked, closed on Louisiana North at Central, and another right lane closed, Eubank South between Montgomery and Osuna. That is your actual look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now we're talking about this. Yes.
81% of people think we shouldn't be friends
with our bosses
on Facebook.
What do you think? The survey shows that 81%? No, can't do it. Can't rock a friendship with a boss on Facebook. Just under half, 45%, thought shouldn't be friends with coworkers at all. In fact, only 23% of respondents are friends with their parents, and only 13% are friends with their kids. What do you think? Facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course 505-338-3700. Phone lines are open.
Cat Bell says, first world problems.
Yeah.
Totally.
Of course.
Yes. Let's see, Eunice says, I've seen people accepting their boss on Facebook, and they always end up getting in trouble with them, so no.
Yeah.
Okay. Esther says, I think it's hilarious how some people wouldn't want their bosses as Facebook friends, because then they would feel ashamed of some of the crazy stuff they do. When they forget that God is watching all the time, they should be far more concerned about what he thinks and if he would fire them over it. But you never get fired if you're concerned about that.
Static.
Whether we're friends with our bosses or not, we have one big boss that we cannot be friends.
Oh, okay.
Like you just said.
You just flat can't?
You can't be friends.
You wouldn't do it?
No, well, I said whether we're friends or not with our bosses, you have the one big boss you cannot be friends.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, is that God?
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
How's good. How's Kelly Mitch?
Oh, he's good. He's making it through. We're talking
after,
about his
after
concussion.
After Saturday's little crazy.
Yeah, he's doing all right. He just needed some sleep and still having some short-term memory problems, but this is good.
This is Jamal, by the way.
Hi, Jamal. You rocked that mud run. Can I just say that?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Good job, bro.
A lot of fun.
Nicely
done. And I'm probably the only blind dude in America who now has an Instagram because of the whole thing.
I know. It was pretty amazing.
All righty. Shout out to Ray Del Toro and Kelly Bransford.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Jamal. Thanks for calling,
Thank you.
All
right.
Awesome. Static.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I was just calling because I think that it's not necessarily a bad thing to have your boss as your Facebook friend if you have that type of a relationship with your boss. But the reason why I don't have my boss as my friend on Facebook is because not of the things that I do, but I know I have some friends that do some pretty crazy stuff.
Right.
And they'll tag me and post or on even on things that I don't want on my page that I end up deleting.
Right.
And at that very slight chance that my boss sees it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't risk it. Right. I'd rather just not have my boss be my friend because I don't do all the crazy things that my friends do, but I also don't want my boss to think that I do those things.
Right.
That's where I'm at with that.
That's smart.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right. 505-338-3700. Here's what's tough. Should your boss have that authority over you in a sense that you're worried in your day-to-day life? Like, man, but I went and saw this movie, and
I think anything they hear of you, it changes your opinion on them, especially since you aren't specifically friends with
Should
them.
Should it affect your work life, though?
No.
Should it affect that?
No.
It just almost doesn't seem fair. I don't know. Static.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
You know, I think it depends on the kind of job you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in law enforcement, so kind of have to rely on my boss.
Okay.
If you don't have that friendship, you can't really trust him the way you should.
Are you friends with the chief?
We have a chief. We have a lieutenant colonel, but yes.
There's no chief of police. In every movie, there's the chief. And it's like, he's the guy that comes in and he's like, all right, listen up.
It's always like Samuel Jackson or Morgan Freeman or something.
We got to clean up the streets.
We have enough respect for him that if he has to do that,
yeah,
we totally understand. And if he means business. So I think it depends on the job you have.
Okay. There's no chief of police?
Yeah, he's just like Gary Oldman in every movie.
I thought I had to vote for that guy like every year or something. They're like on the corner and they're like, vote for me! Or is that sheriff?
I don't know, it's
not a city police department.
Oh, okay, there you go. I would be bummed out, man, after growing up, like seeing all those police officer movies.
You're focusing on the wrong things right now.
You're like, dude, where's the chief that comes in and yells all the time? And you're like, yes, sir. And then you slide across the hood of the car and jump in and you're like, let's get him! And then you go get the bad guys.
I don't know what movie you're watching.
Every movie ever?
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks so much for the call.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
You did not listen to
him. He endures my idiocy.
Yeah,
he's
good.
That wonderful police officer there.
Thank you.
Obviously is in the right, job. Citizens Made Alive, Static Radio, good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey,
speaking of hanging out, last year, Greg Laurie throughout Harvest America to 2,400 churches.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Harvest America is Greg Laurie. You know, he does the Harvest Crusade from Angel Stadium or Dodger Stadium or all these rad random places. Kind of like Skull Church.
Packs it out.
Awesome evangelistic message. There's super great bands. It's always fun. And last year, there were 2,400 locations. And the day that they aired Harvest America with this live simulcast, over 15,000 people gave their life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge outreach.
It really is.
It's pretty incredible.
It has like satellite campuses type thing where you could even watch online. It became a trend on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like that, it became one of the top trends on Twitter. It was amazing to watch.
We're actually going to be talking to one of the dudes who is behind the scenes.
Scott, tomorrow.
Yeah, Scott's going to be on the show tomorrow at 9:30, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking to him, but the Harvest America Mobile Theater coming to this campus this weekend, Calvary Albuquerque. It's the Harvest America Mobile Theater, and what it is basically this bus that gives you an idea of what you can expect with Harvest America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cool way to get your church involved. If you guys weren't one of the churches that simulcasted it last year, but as I said, over 15,000 people made a profession of faith to Jesus Christ, and we want you guys to get involved. Local pastors, church leadership, any representative from the church. It's going down April 20th from 4:30 to 5:15 p.m. at Calvary Albuquerque. It's like a 45-minute deal for the people I just mentioned, pastors, church leadership, if you'd like to see the inner workings. And then they're going to open it up to the public, actually. And that's going down 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. April 20th, right here, Calvary Albuquerque. Details, calvaryabq.org. Yeah, check it out. Get your church involved. I think it's amazing that technology has gone the way it has with the ability to now simulcast something around the world. I've never been able to make it out to a Harvest America before.
Neither have I.
I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, well, you see all these satellite campuses for churches around, and it just makes so much sense, and I don't know why we didn't think of it earlier.
Right.
It makes so much sense. Why wouldn't we simulcast this around the world?
Right, so great way to get your church involved with Greg Laurie's ministry and Harvest America. You can check out details at CalvaryABQ.org. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Pastor Jarrett in studio for Theology Thursday. If you would like to get your questions in, you know, sometimes we will take questions from Shock Therapy Live because we'll get some of the, hey, I was reading Matthew and I'm confused. What does this mean?
Theological questions.
Yeah, we'll answer those for Theology Thursday. That's what it's for. We'll take your questions coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater, where they threw down a fantastic show last night. With Crowder, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And he had a band that everyone else with him that everyone else liked, but I can't remember their names.
So. Oh man! Good job, you.
Yes.
Way
something
to go.
Something about something.
Way to be.
Something cool.
Man, you're just on top of it.
Yeah. No, let me tell you, it was good.
We've got All Sons and Daughters on the way back, and as I said, Pastor Jarrett going to be joining us soon. Steve-O and Mitch
in the morning.
Static Radio. The Temper Trap. Where do we go from here?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. I have a equally great answer.
What is it?
If only I could find what I'm looking for. Boom! Any way you want, that's the way you need it. We go to Theology Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is that time. It is Thursday at 9 o'clock, which means Pastor Jarrett is in studio.
It's great to be here. Man, what a nice day. After yesterday, cooler this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, you last night were at your, you know, in your barrio.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Loved it.
Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. Crowder.
Yes. We
Crowder.
Actually drove past that, and we're like, I wonder if he's there.
Man, it was so great. So packed. People just excited to see him. I love the diversity of people that were there. You know, it was almost like just this intimate living room experience, truly.
Yeah.
And what I loved about David himself is that, man, what a genuine guy. Just truly a sweet man.
I love hearing
loves
those
the
stories.
Lord. Mm-hmm. And just, dude, he's just so real. I love it.
Yeah. I love hearing stories about musicians and
how
people.
Nice.
How they respond. They're like really great human beings. It's like, yes, I
good.
Like that.
Good.
Me
I like
too.
That. Here's a theological question to start us off.
All right.
I was having a conversation earlier in the week about something like this. The idea that, I actually heard it. It was sports talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about Tiger Woods. And so I was clued in because it was like, this is interesting. This is an interesting way to go. It's not really theological, but it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Pastor Jarrett, hello.
Hello.
Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater.
Awesome.
Overseer of awesomeness. They were talking about Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And the Masters just happened recently. And one of the guys was stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Stoked, rooting for Tiger. And the other one was saying, yeah, but morally speaking, you know, this guy made some mistakes,
right.
Stepped out on his wife, anger issues, cussing on the golf course, and I don't like his lifestyle. The other guy said, yeah, but what does that have to do with the game of golf? What does that have to do with being a fan?
Yeah.
So, as a believer, is it possible to, like, dig on, like, man, loves me some Metallica.
Yeah.
They're from San Francisco.
Yeah, they are.
But not, you know, like, hey, I'm going to buy their record because I'm a fan of their music, but not necessarily endorse the lifestyle. Or are you inherently endorsing said lifestyle by, you know, like, dude, have you seen the trailer for Oblivion, that new Tom Cruise movie?
Oh, yeah,
Looks freaking incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see that movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Tom Cruise fan. I think as an actor, he's awesome, you know?
So this is perfect,
yeah,
because I love seeing him. I love watching his movies. But I also know he's crazy.
Yeah.
So
sure.
By buying a ticket to seeing this dude's movie, am I endorsing that?
Well, you know, I don't think so at all. I think, you know, when you love, you know, whether it's golf or anything like that or baseball or football. You know, ideally, you know, you're looking at the sport itself. You know what I mean? And, you know, just the teamwork behind it, the hard work. I mean, there's so many illustrations drawn from that, even in the life of the believer. I think even Paul speaks to that. But here's the thing, you know, I think going back to like Tiger Woods, I almost look at the guy and I think, man, he's under such a microscope. I can almost look at him as a man who is wanting to come back. And I was impressed, actually, with him in that sense. Yeah, behind the scenes, I mean, let's face it. The human heart, whether it's Tiger Woods or the person, you know, sitting next to you right now, their heart, yeah, not, sorry, Mitch, not, no, yeah.
What are you about to say about her? Her heart is deceitful above all else.
That's it.
Cold.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, God knows
empty.
God knows the heart. And the thing is, man, you know, he loves golf. He would have never started. But I think he's trying to find his way back in that way.
Yeah.
I think as believers, if we, man, this whole week since just a few days ago, Monday, just starting out this week, I just keep thinking about the word grace and love. You know, just the idea that as believers, instead of being so critical about the morality, which it's obvious, but having the heart. To me, one of my favorite prophets in the Bible is Jeremiah. You know, he was he was a weeping prophet, but he saw the brokenness of the human heart.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, you can, it's easy to point a finger.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but we're just as guilty, you know, whether it's a visible sin or an invisible sin, like jealousy, envy, ambition, selfishness, or anything like that, where visible sins are more apparent in a person, you
know?
And, so, yeah, to like the sport, yeah, you know, you don't agree with his lifestyle, but, you know, the reality is you love the sport and you can appreciate the sportsmanship of that particular athlete. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. You know, I'm an Angels fan and there are some believers on the team,
sorry,
but I know that not everybody.
Yeah, dude, we are terrible right now.
Yeah. But I'll be okay.
It is the West Coast, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And the West Coast is the best coast.
It is.
It really is. So, I wanted to rap about that a little. Because, you know, there are those. And by the way, phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. We'll open them up for thoughts and opinions. Because when it comes to music, you know, there are bands that we play here. In fact, there was an interesting discussion. I wasn't even aware of this. We got an email about Sam Sparrow.
Yeah.
He's an artist that we play on Static Radio as a culture shock. He's got a song called Black and Gold, and he's a PK who wrote this incredible song about the universe and about, you know, kind of combats
evolution. If the stars aren't really there, then I don't want to be here either.
Yeah, and it's talking, and it's to this, to the creator, and talking to God. Well, I did not know this. Sam Sparrow, actually, is a homosexual.
Hmm.
So immediately, we got an email from someone saying, hey, man, I'm dumbfounded that you're endorsing that lifestyle. I was like, no. What we're doing with Culture Shock specifically is taking modern-day poets, which is what Paul did in the Book of Acts, with In Him We Live, Move, and Have Our Being. That was written for Zeus, and he used that for the glory of Christ. So we're doing the same thing with these modern poets and saying, hey, these are the lyrics. This is who he's speaking to, and Sam Sparrow himself has said, yeah, this is a cry to God. This is to God.
Yeah.
As I said, a PK. He's not walking. He's outspoken homosexual. I had no idea. Well, we added him, and then the listener brought it to our attention. But the idea was, well, can we now listen to this song knowing that this is his lifestyle? Are we endorsing his lifestyle by listening to this song? By saying, hey, I like the lyrics in this art form, and I'm into it, but I'm not necessarily, you know what I mean? Or are we high-fiving homosexuality?
Well, no. You know, I think, in 1 John, it's clear that, you know, if somebody's convicted or their heart is stirred because of those things, which it should be, and they're stumbled by that, of course, you know, it says that God is greater than our heart, but the reality is that, you know, the whole world is crying out. And I think when someone writes a song like that, even their background, is that he is expressing himself. He may be crying out to God, you know, in that song or whatever. And I think as believers, we need to be careful of that, like having that Pharisee kind of heart where we can just point out the sin. But Christ is sitting with the prostitute and the tax collector and the sinner. He came to save those that were lost.
Right.
And that's what every person, if you're listening even now, if you hear that, you need to know that, you know, Christ loves you. You know, of course, as the old saying goes, you know, he loves the sinner, but he doesn't like the sin, you know,
right.
And he died for us, and because of his great love, I mean, he came to save us and take us from that. Otherwise, that is the path. So when someone is halfway down that path of that lifestyle and they're, you know, grabbing a hold of the world and they see it's empty, they write a song and realize that life is empty.
Yeah.
I see the Creator. God save me. They could be like Peter in the water sinking in Christ. He's the only one that's going to reach down his hand.
Right.
So what about us as Christians? What about us as a believer? Are we willing to do that? I mean, you know, as living in the Bay Area, I mean, homosexuality, intellectualism, all that was there. It's a very apparent liberalism, all that. So you have, you know, just this daily confrontation of just in your own heart, you know, am I going to just seize up here? Am I going
right.
to really just embrace the person and love them like Christ and bring healing, pray for
right.
their healing? What about praying for them instead of condemning them? That's what the world does.
And I got to yeah. be honest, if I'm being open with my heart about that, mm-hmm. that specifically, there was a time where God couldn't use me with the discussion of homosexuality, because as a dude, it was like, yeah. well, I don't get it. That's
yeah.
gross. It's weird. I don't understand it. It's an abomination. I'm just going to turn my nose to it and be a jerk about it. And man, God can't use that, you know?
Yeah.
And he couldn't use me for because I seriously had to examine my
yeah.
heart on it and come to that understanding.
Here's the reality. You know, when you read in Genesis, when Abraham discusses with God, God, would you destroy this city like Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities there if there were 50 righteous? And, you know, he begins to negotiate with God, and God says, no, I wouldn't. And what about 40? No, I wouldn't. God says, what about, you know, he goes down like to 10.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's only a few righteous. Well, one actually the Bible declares, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
Doesn't include his two daughters. But, you know, when Abraham, he goes into that city that's given over to that just, you know,
filth.
Gnarly sin
yeah.
and saves his relative.
Yeah.
And you know what it says about Lot living in a city like that? It says in the Bible that God saved righteous Lot out of those temptations.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting to see Abraham's response to God, receiving, you know, his relative in the midst of that, and then also just delivering him, but being willing to go into those places, it's important.
Yeah.
You know, with a prayerful heart, of course, being guarded, but man, the moment we just start, you know, just shutting off to that, I mean, it's just, it's a sad reality of the heart,
yeah.
you know. Because we begin to think we're better.
Yeah.
And we gauge sin like, oh, that's worse than this or that. But I know many friends, heterosexually speaking, that are, you know, they're fornicating, they're doing all this. And what is there any difference there, you know?
Right.
It's all immorality to God.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. 915, got to take a last look at traffic.
It's been a fairly relaxed morning. Nothing's happening besides construction on Unser and I-40. Same construction on Osuna and Jefferson. The right lane is closed Louisiana north at Central. And another right lane closed Eubanks south between Montgomery and Osuna. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And, Pastor Jarrett in studio for Theology Thursday.
Yep.
We're going to rock some music, but I want to talk about a very important topic on the way. Grace.
Awesome.
Brennan Manning, author of Ragamuffin Gospel, passed away this week.
That's right.
And I want to talk about this because we're talking about
Me
sin
too.
And the levels of sin and our roles, the gospel of grace, and how we ought to act and live, and do we continue sinning so that grace may abound? Let's talk about grace.
Awesome.
It's on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
That's it. That's a guy, voice dude.
Big scary voice guy.
He just introduced us.
Sup.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging
like
out
that.
With you. Joined in studio by Pastor Jarrett from
hey.
Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater.
Thanks for what? Your grace for having me here today.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Like,
there.
I see. Yeah, yeah, it's good. So you kick it every day, really. I mean, you're there all
yeah.
the time. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Down at Calvary Knob Hill, which is at the Lobo Theater down on Central.
That's right.
You get to see some some characters down there.
Oh, it's awesome.
Being
well,
in Knob
I love
Hill.
It.
Some interesting people.
It's reality.
So, that's actually what we're talking about. Because you hail from San Francisco.
Yes.
Ah, yes. San Francisco, the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
And made your way to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
You are here now on staff at Calvary Albuquerque and pastor down there. At
yeah, it's been like 6 months now, so yeah. it's really cool. And, you know, just seeing what God's doing.
Yeah.
I love the fact that being at the Lobo Theater, thinking about this is the oldest theater on Route 66. Yeah. It's
right?
Cool, man.
It's pretty fresh.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Vibey, fun.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
throw down service every single Sunday morning at 11
oh, yeah.
a.m.?
Mm, yep. Absolutely.
If you would like to join, there you go. Check
out
details. CalvaryABQ.org. But it's Theology Thursday, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this. You know, we mentioned earlier, we got an email from a listener who was kind of bummed out, and he asked good questions. He did ask the good questions.
Yeah.
He wasn't, you know, prideful, rude, you know, arrogant about mm-hmm. it. It was just like, hey, man, I don't understand. You know,
yeah.
you're playing this artist on Static Radio under Culture Shock. And we play a lot of artists that are quote-unquote non-Christian mm-hmm. on Culture Shock. You know, but this one in particular struck him funny because the Sam Sparrow, mm-hmm. Homosexual, which
right.
got us onto the topic of grace and how we as Christians ought to present ourselves, how we speak to quote-unquote outsiders, as the
yeah.
Bible puts it. In fact, we were talking about this yesterday on Shock Therapy Live. We had somebody asking, how do I respond to a non-Christian? This person's kind of rude, and
mm-hmm.
and what do I need to do to try and, you know, kick it with them? What does the Bible say? And you can find that in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk in wisdom towards outsiders, always being gracious with your words, seasoned with salt, so that you know how you ought to answer each person. So, yeah, we always need to be gracious.
And I think so often people are trying to figure out how to fix them, and it's not about fixing anyone. It's
right.
look at yourself.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about grace because this last week, Brennan Manning passed away. He was the author of Ragamuffin Gospel, which was a quote-unquote controversial book in the church, I would say. I had some friends posting photos of him on Instagram, and I had some people posting quotes from him on Instagram, and then I had other people going, man, come on, you know, that's too much. That's the gospel of grace. How far does grace go? You know, because if we allow these things and we're just going to accept everything in church. So
yeah.
where does grace begin? Where does it end? And so I thought, let's talk about the gospel of grace.
Well, let me just start off this, just kind of setting the tone, because
yeah.
I think it's important when you think about the grace of God. You know, it is something that it's from the heart of God. It's the beginning and the end of everything. And so often we think as Christians, we need to guard it from, you know, guard the church and be the watchman in that sense to where, oh, we can't allow this or that. God,
right.
God takes care of his own church. He's the head of the church. But I love what it says in Ephesians. The reality about grace is this. Paul says, he reminds us, he says, and you were dead. You were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince and the power of the air. So we were dead completely in our sins. It wasn't like, you know, the gospel came along to remedy the flesh or remedy us in a way to just make us a better person, but rather it transforms our entire life. We were dead, and God sees us all dead. And that's what's cool about grace, is that grace pours into a person's life the first time they even touch it or even taste it.
Right.
It is the factor that changes everything. It is the heart of God.
Yeah.
I mean, it is truly the heart of God. He comes to a person who's dead in their sin, and he pours out his grace. And of course, we always want grace, but sometimes it's difficult to give it to others.
And then justice for everybody else. Like,
totally.
That dude just ran the red light.
Yeah.
Where are the cops?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That guy's got to go to prison for life.
Yeah.
But then we get pulled over and like, I'm so sorry. Grace and mercy upon me, please.
Well, I think it's so often it's like a wrong misconception of grace. Grace never, ever, you know, violates righteousness or God's love or his truth ever. So
right.
when you're able to understand what true grace is, it's all wrapped into that.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus came, he was full of grace and truth.
Yeah.
That's what it says about Christ.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, because you can say, well, yeah, he's full of love, he's full of all these other things, and he is.
Yeah.
But when you think about that definition out of, you know, the Gospel of John, writing, saying, John wanted us to know right away, hey, it is, Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth.
Yeah.
And so they go hand in hand, and I love that.
Yeah.
So,
There you go.
So Grace is good.
Talking about Grace, here's a quote. We were talking about Brennan Manning. If you've never heard of him or read his work, he wrote a book called The Ragamuffin Gospel. Passed away this week, and it kind of put a spotlight on the gospel of grace and on grace itself. This is one of his more famous quotes that, you know, people were quoting this last week when he passed. He says, "When I get honest, I admit I'm a bundle of paradoxes. I believe and I doubt. I hope and I get discouraged. I love and I hate. I feel bad about feeling good. I feel guilty about not feeling guilty. I'm trusting and suspicious. I'm honest and I still play games. Aristotle said I am a rational animal. I say I'm an angel with an incredible capacity for beer. To live by grace means to acknowledge my whole life story, the light side and the dark. In admitting my shadow side, I learned who I am and what God's grace means. As Thomas Merton put it, a saint is not someone who is good, but who experiences the goodness of God." Mm-hmm. That's Brennan Manning. You can find that in the Ragamuffin Gospel. But we're talking about grace because we have questions all the time. We had a listener ask a question about a piracy software that he had on his computer. He just got saved, and then kind of that realization of, wait, that's sinful. Now I got to get rid of all that. I remember when I first came to the Lord, it was like, Metallica's got to go. Got to get rid of all my Tool albums. Got to get rid of all these records because, I got to be purified in my mind, and I can only listen to worship that my mom listened to. So, Sandy Patty, here I come. And I believe that, and I think we all kind of go through that sanctification process of
which is good.
We got to clean it out. But then grace comes along, and how do we reconcile grace versus that sanctification process of upright living? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it really is perspective. I think from God's perspective, his view of grace, and he tries to define it as best as he can, of course, for us by his Holy Spirit through the Word of God. And that is, it's his perspective of his goodness, his love, all those characteristics of God, But then from our perspective, grace isn't, excusing sin. Right. Sin is dealt with. That's a misconception when you think, oh, it's just being loose and let you do whatever you want. No, when you truly have been transformed by the power of the love of God, what's amazing when I recognize that it was really, man, God died, Jesus died for my sins.
Yeah.
I remember that first feeling of that, and it was different. It wasn't like, oh, I got to do this because I'm a Christian. It was rather, I get to do this. Man, this is, Lord, why would you die for me? The whole tone changed. That's grace. Grace is seeing the heart of God, the love of God for us, not excusing sin, but dealing with sin.
Yeah.
And then it causes us to want to actually, believe it or not, follow him.
Right.
To say, Lord, I want to follow you, but I can't do this.
Yeah.
So he gives us the power of his Holy Spirit in us. When we notice that we're trying to excuse sin, then you're just in the flesh. It's trying to categorize, okay, I can get away with this, I can do this, I can do that. Hey, how far can I do that? Well, listen, then you really haven't experienced the grace of God, because when you have the grace of God, all things are open and available. I mean, it's like, Lord, you've opened the door for me. There's a freedom. There's a purity that's restored into our lives, I believe, where God allows us to see his heart in things. And it's that kind of change. You can't make it up.
And the crazy thing is, you talk about perspective and the idea of sin. And, Paul confronts this in scripture and says, do we just keep on sinning then so grace may abound? Because, grace, he washed away all of our sins.
What
the Bible says, once for all of our past, present, and I would dare to say future, because I know there are some that it's like, yeah, but I got to go to confession. If I don't confess this right now to somebody outright, then if I, had a heart attack and died in this moment, I would go to hell would you like to speak into that first? Because I'm about to ask a secondary question, but I almost want to confront that ideology of confession and, you know what I mean?
Well, I would say this for confession, I think, and don't misunderstand me on this point, but it's more for us.
Right.
And I'll tell you why, because I think the burden when you're entrenched in sin and you're swimming in it.
Right.
And, you enjoy it.
Right.
And you're just honest because you do. Confession, but when it begins to weigh heavy in the conviction, there's a difference between being guilty or condemned versus being convicted by the Spirit. When God convicts you, you're weighed down by sin. It brings death. There's just, there's no life. And so when you confess it, there's that release of like, oh, I'm free from that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So God, here's the reality. He knew what he got when he bought us, right?
I mean, right, right.
I mean, he's not shocked or surprised about your sin.
Right.
He knew you would.
He didn't, like, and buy into a money pit of a house and be like,
that's
what
right.
the
he
crap?
Knew,
you didn't
knew.
Tell me the plumbing sucked.
Yeah.
No,
so
yeah.
he knows. And but when you know and you realize that, oh, God already knew this, there's a release of confession. And God tells us, I mean, it's biblical to confess to him and to say, Lord, I apologize. I'm sorry for this. And you turn from that, and God just, he pours in. He takes out, and he pours in your life. And there's that. That's experiencing grace.
Now, when we experience that, and we come to that realization, there's that flip side of like, then I'm good. So I'm just going to live however I want. And you know what I mean? And I think maybe these are the stumbling blocks where people have to put those parameters and say, okay, no, you can't do that. Because when we were talking off air about this a little bit. And when we talk about sin, we see the effects of certain sins. And then, you know, in the church, it's pretty easy when somebody's, you know, either caught up in adultery or they're drunk or they're, you know, it's easy to go point the finger and say, well, I mean, obviously, right? Yeah. But what happens with the hidden sin? You know, you had some great comments off here.
Well, you know, I just think so often, it is so easy to see somebody that's in a life of sin because of the results of that. For instance, there's a difference between outward sins and inward sins.
Right.
We get rid of all the outward sins when we come to Christ in so many ways, and we're like freed from that. It's like awesome. But then the real work happens. And I believe Jesus pointed to that when he talked to the Pharisees. He talks to us on a daily basis, such as, let me give you an example. Selfish ambition.
Yeah.
Jealousy. You can't see those sins. You see the result of it when you're angry or whatever, but rages of anger. The you know, envy, like I said, pride. You can't see pride. You can see it manifested.
Right.
But it's in the heart.
Yeah.
And that's what Christ goes after. He says it's your heart.
Yeah.
You think of, you know, Lucifer when he fell and became Satan, obviously.
Right.
And became the destroyer. The key thing, he said, I will. There was pride in his heart. And he obviously, in so many ways, declared his free will, if you will, because he said, I will be like, and he had this pride about him, so he was cast out. That's the sin of the heart. It breeds all there, and then the self-medication or doing this or that is all a result of the heart. So I think dealing with the inner and judging and condemning within the mind, that's where the warfare, the spiritual warfare happens in the life of the Christian. As you start to grow, you recognize, oh, it wasn't, you know, the multitude of, you know, drugs I was taking or this or that. My real problem, it's me. It's my heart.
Right.
And whether I'm doing this or that, it's the heart, man.
Yeah.
And God says, man, I don't want to just reform it.
Right.
He says, I want to transform it. And I love that about God because he gives us a whole new life. We're a new creation in Christ, you know, so.
Grabbing my iPad. Sorry. Yeah. I was just reading Proverbs and this is one that I kind of cling to, and it's talking about the heart, and he gives us very clear instruction for guarding our heart, because above Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, above all else guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. You know, and then it goes on, you know, keep your mouth free from perversity, keep corrupt talk far from your lips. And he goes on, but Proverbs chapter 4, where he talks about that, above everything else, above all else,
guard your heart with diligence.
Guard your heart, because everything you do, like the
springs
out of it. Yeah, the outcome of everything is what comes from your heart, as you said. And so
can I tie one other thing?
We
started with talking about a little bit about the Masters, of course, golf, and somebody talking about Tiger Woods and, you know,
lifestyles and condoning versus,
you know, all that's being stirred up in his life is his heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know the man. I've never sat down with him.
Yeah.
We don't know him, most of us, of course. But when you think about somebody who is faced with tragedy and different things in their life and confronted and caught with different things, God stirs that person up, hopefully, to draw them to him and maybe an answer to, you know, why are these things continually in my heart? And, you know, and to be able to, you know, when you recognize that in someone, instead of being condemning, is to come alongside and go, you know what, I just want to pray for you and I love you, you know, and I want to, and that's showing the grace of God. Pouring the grace of God out, not judging them, but having the heart of God towards them.
Yeah, well, how much more, you know, how much further will that go in the life of someone coming alongside them, not condoning, yeah. but grabbing their arm and pulling them in and hugging them and saying, you know, yeah, yeah what you did, not cool. But guess what? God loves you. Mm-hmm. And here's where we can go. Here's yeah. where we can journey together. If you're ready to, you know, mm-hmm. Scripture talks about God, he just needs that broken, contrite heart to use you. And then we have the opposite effect where we see something, we can't be a part of it, we have to turn away, we have to run away from that individual mm-hmm. for fear that, oh, what if it ensnares me? What if this entangles me? My friend's an alcoholic. Yeah, dude, well, I used to drink too, and I don't want to have any part of that because what if I start drinking? And it's like self-preservation, so we have to like almost mm-hmm. outcast these people and say, well, I can't have any part to do with that because, you know, this process in me, so sorry. You're struggling, but yeah, don't contact me anymore.
Yeah, it's but like, you know, I love
what
I love what you said about Proverbs. You know, it's really guarding your heart. I mean, you're not gonna. No one's immune from sin, and
right.
you know, I don't care if you know lock yourself in a tower and spend the rest of your life as a monk somewhere. That's not going to save you from your heart,
right?
And you know, the same thing is there in every other person. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you know ditch your friends, I understand. Like we talked about cleaning out the closet, that happens.
Yeah,
but you know, when God gives you the strength to be able to stand
yeah.
and to come alongside and to be a light and to be an example, I think you know, that's the difference. Guarding your own heart
yeah.
but not judging others and allowing God to be seen through your life. People, Jesus said this, one clear indication, made it very simple for us.
Yeah.
They will know that you're my disciples by the love that you have for one another
yeah.
and how much more we need that and break down the walls of the churches and the different titles we have and the different brand names we have
yeah.
and to really just say if they believe in Christ, they're a brother and sister in Christ
yeah.
regardless of anything else.
And one of my favorite parts about that scripture you just talked about, John 13:34-35, that's where you find it. Write it down mm-hmm. if you need that reminder today. In the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34-35, he says, a new command I give to you, because there was always yeah. that commandment to love, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, but then he turns it on its head with this new commandment and says, love as I have loved you, you know, yeah. like, not yeah. not as you love yourself, but as I have loved you. And Jesus sacrificed all for us. He gave
totally.
Up his life. It was that selfless act. And man, love one another as I have loved you.
Yeah.
So you must love one another. By this, all men will know you're my disciples, by your love for one another. And that selfless,
yeah.
It's so much harder to love
man.
Somebody as Christ loved us than it is, you know, because some, you know, loving yourself, yeah.
You know. Well, you know, and that's what's cool. And you know, I think about if, you know, again, if any listeners out there, this is what this whole thing is about, you know, is that if you're wondering about that love, then love has been defined differently in your life is to be able to, you know, that's why Static Radio is here, is for you to be able to call in. And
yeah.
if you want to know more about that, you know, just to, you know, and even cry out to God yourself and say, you know, God, I want to know that kind of love. Because so often we got to redefine that love. The world's love is so different,
yeah.
obviously, than,
right.
Than God's love. But I love it. You know, grace is where God demonstrated his love toward us when we were still sinners. He loved us. He knew what he got when he bought us with his blood.
Yeah.
And he's not shocked. And so going back to the Ragamuffin Gospel, is it
yeah.
in that book, you know, as we were talking earlier, I think that book impacted my life because it was so relevant. Even back in the day when I think about, you know, in a place where necessarily I couldn't pick up a Bible at the time.
Right.
But I read that book and it freed me. We have a tendency to just tie ourselves up, man.
Yeah.
And it freed me to realize that it's all the Lord from beginning to end. And he reminds us of that in that
yeah.
book. Like in Hebrews 12, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He
yeah.
is it. And if you're relationship with God is based on anything else, like God started this but now you're helping him out, you missed the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He said it is finished at the cross, it is done. Anything we do is only a response to his grace.
Right.
You know, that's
Absolutely.
Why we're here this morning.
Yeah, I think the idea of penance or
yeah.
some form that we can do to add to that gospel of grace.
It's never going to happen.
Never, man. Ever, ever. Dude, Pastor Jarrett, you can check him out every Sunday, 11 a.m. at Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater right there on Central in
yeah.
Richmond. And
let me just say one last thing. I know that
yeah.
we're having the classic Roland Harvest truck coming in, as you mentioned, and just to kind of probably close out. But do want to invite you to Calvary Knob Hill there on Central, 3013 on Central at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
A great time. And love to see you there. And
there you go, man. There every week. Pastor Jarrett, one of my favorite people. Buddy.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Love you, all too, right. Mitch.
Oh, Mitch, over you're there. Still here.
Don't fall
I'm
asleep
sorry.
On us.
You guys were just having a conversation. I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Sorry, but I
was... No, I was...
Right.
I was...
Totally.
Agreed.
Totally.
Cool.
There it is. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, Fun Joke Friday. Your day.
It's my day.
It's all
it's your
day.
Day. Friday really is
those
my
are
day.
My, those so, are when I... Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a great job on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico will be joining us tomorrow, as will Scott Camden.
Yes, from Harvest America Mobile Theater.
That's right. There you go. That's it for us. We'll see you guys again mañana. On the way back, I just felt fitting. Got the Modern Post. Song's called Grace Alone. Mm. Let that one sink into your spirit as you go out for the rest of your day. There it is. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.